Probably at the wheel linebacker position. But I basically want to just learn all three linebacker positions just to be, you know, versatile. Wherever the coach needs me to play, you know, I can move around. So I'm just trying to study all three positions. Well, you know, Greg is he's a very aggressive guy. So I think, you know, he's going to have us flying around. You know, we got some good defensive linemen in front of us. So as a linebacker, you really like that when you have, like, Danny, you know, in front of you. Then you got Miles Garrett and a bunch of those guys. I can name a lot. But whenever you got a good defensive line like that, you know, it helps free the linebackers up.
Do you guys feel like you can significantly turn around this defense in 2017 by the addition?
For sure. For sure. There's no doubt in my mind that with the help of these draft picks that we got, you know, we definitely can get it turned around. You know, the guys have been working hard this whole spring. You know, you just see, you know, how attentive guys are in the classroom, you know, how hard they're working on the field. So I feel good about this group of men, and I know we'll turn this defense around.
What have you learned about Miles so far? What do you think?
I mean, he's a workaholic, man. You know, he's one of the, like, when the rookies was on the field doing their practices, you know, he was one of the last rookies to leave the field. You know, it just goes to show you what type of guy he is. He's always working. You know, he's always trying to improve. And, you know, he's not all into the hype of being the first-round pick. You know, he comes in every day, you know, with his head down, just grinding and working. So that's something that, you know, is very pleasing to see.
Is that something that's a little surprising that, you know, the number one pick in the draft kind of comes in and everyone talks about just how quiet he is and that, and doesn't have that, I guess, you know, the big ego that maybe sometimes you would perceive a number one pick in the draft to have?
Yeah, you know, Miles, he's a humble guy. And, you know, whenever you have a guy that, you know, just shows out on the field, you know, he doesn't do too much off the field as far as, like, being flashy or, you know, like you said, have that big ego, you know, that definitely shows his character. And, you know, I just can't wait to see him, you know, strap up and getting those pads and, you know, getting those brown and orange colors and just go out there and play for the dog pound. So I think he'll do a tremendous job for us just, you know, the couple of days been around him and meeting him. So he's definitely a good guy.
What are your feelings about moving outside after having a pretty strong year inside last year?
I played outside in college, so I'm pretty familiar with playing outside. And last year, playing inside was a big year for me. I think I took some strides forward, but, you know, I'm adapting to any position they want to play me at. So I don't think I'm too frustrated or thinking about going from outside to inside, you know. A linebacker is a linebacker. You're going to be in the act. You're going to be, you know, in a lot of positions to make a lot of plays. So, and I know Greg, you know, he knows what he's doing on his defense. He knows the best spot to put me. So, you know, I'll be ready to just play wherever you want me to play.
Chris, every time we talk to Sasha or you, they say, well, you know, we've got to get Chris secured to a long-term deal. I mean, they bring it up by themselves. First, how does that make you feel that they want you to be part of the long-term future? And are you guys close? Have you talked about getting the deal done?
It definitely feels good to know that they want me here. And this organization, you know, has been great to me. They really care about me as a person and definitely as a player. So it definitely feels good to, you know, hear them talk about things like that. I really don't feel comfortable talking about contract things right now. All I'm doing is just, you know, working out, trying to get the season to be the type of season we want.
You want to be here, though?
Yeah, you know, I love Cleveland. Cleveland is a good city.
How different are meetings, and I know you're going to get on the field tomorrow, but how different is the atmosphere with Greg Williams?
You know, it's Greg. He's the type of guy, you know, he has a lot of energy. He speaks his mind. He allows us to speak our minds. You know, he comes to you correct, with respect, but at the same time, you know, you know, he's a hyped guy, you know, and I like guys like that. He kind of reminds me of my college defensive coordinator, Phil Parker. You know, the guys with high energy, you know, and they demand greatness and expect the best out of you. So in the meeting room, everybody's attentive. You know, he challenges you to see what you know. He kind of makes you uncomfortable to be, you know, up in front of everybody. You know, just forcing you to, you know, bring out the personality, forcing you to really get into the game plan and get into the game. So, Greg, you know, it's been an exciting trip so far. I want to see how he is in you know, when we put the pads on or, you know, when we go out there and actually practice. But, you know, I heard good things about him because I had friends that, you know, played with him. So, you know, I'm ready to get this thing rocking.